across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Billericay and South Essex link of the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline have 12 children staying in Billericay at the moment. The children are from the Ukraine and they live about 80 kilometres from the Chernobyl site. They're here for a holiday to build up their immune systems, to eat good food and have plenty of fresh air and ice cream. And they're all aged between 10 and a half and 11 and a half and have come from the region known as Borodyanka. They are here with the interpreter, Svetlana Sakhanda. And also here today is Gaynor Manthorpe, who's been involved in organising the trip. So good morning to you and good morning, children.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, Gaynor, lovely to see you and thanks for coming in today. It must be a huge project to get the children here and to organise everything. What sort of things have you had to do to make this happen?
We've worked with the local community to encourage them to do activities with the children, for the children. People give of their time free and people give of their facilities free. If we go to, say, for example, swimming, somebody may give that free.
Right.
So that helps us with the cost.
Yes.
So it's just really organising once they're here, once we know who's coming. And, of course, the most important thing is to have the 6 host families that we need.
Right.
As children are paired in a host family. So right. We must have 2 children to 1 host family.
It must cost a tremendous amount of money, all of this. How do you raise the money for this?
It costs between £9,000 and £10,000 a year. Fundraising is always, especially at the moment, as everyone will appreciate, quite an issue. This year we've been fundraising by doing the walk that John Barron had.
Ah, yes, John Barron's fun walk. Yes, yeah.
We've had, unfortunately, our treasurer passed away. We received some money as a result of her memorial service. We've had coffee mornings, we have quizzes, and we have another one coming on the 20th of September at the Canon Roach Centre. So anyone interested is very welcome to come. It's a family quiz.
Right. Tell us all about the cost of admission for that.
It's £6 per person.
Right.
We have tables of 8. And everybody just brings their own drinks and nibbles, so it's up to you.
Lovely.
What you have.
Don't have to get tickets in advance.
It's a good idea to ring in advance.
Yep.
You can ring my number, which is 01245 328 235.
328235. Excellent.
We have a raffle. I believe we're also this year going to have, what do they call it, when it's a bid. You have bid
an
for
auction.
Something.
An, yeah.
That an auction,
yeah,
yes. So
yeah.
I think that will hopefully raise a lot of funds, because at the beginning of this, about April, May time, we actually had no money for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have our money in place really by September, October.
Right.
So we have worked really hard, and at the moment I think we're up to about 5,000.
Right.
So we've really got still to work hard.
It's a fantastic cause and you deserve a lot of support. Now, the holiday is for 1 month and they live in pairs with host families who give their time and homes free. During the month, they have a programme of events Monday to Friday. The weekends are spent with the host families and it's for them to decide what they'll do. What is the experience like for the host families?
The host families, being a host family, it's very interesting. I mean, it's quite exciting having the children come.
Yeah.
And you see the characters develop over the month.
Yeah.
When they first come, they're very quiet, they're very frightened, and then they come out of themselves. And you do become very attached to them.
Right.
And that is very difficult when you take them back
to
the airport.
Sad to see them go, yeah.
Some families do have contact still with children via email or letter.
Well, that's lovely, keep the relationship going.
We personally have contact with a boy that came 3 years ago and probably have an email from him every month.
Ah, lovely, yeah.
And I'm sure, I know some of the other families still have contact with children that have been here.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks, Gaynor, that's great. I'd like to talk to Svetlana now. You're the translator for the children. It's very good of you to give up your time to come here with the children. Why is this so important to you, this trip?
Well, I think it is my children who made me do it, because they are rather grown up right now. They are 22 and 17. But when they were school children, we didn't have not every year we had a possibility, opportunity to give them good holidays, good food, for them to swim, to have enough fresh air and clean food, first of all. So right now they do not need my attention at home, but they do know that many children need to have good rest before they go to school.
Right. And the children that you've brought with you, do you see the benefits to them of coming on this trip? What benefits do you see?
Well, I've told why I'm here, so they here they have good food, fresh air, and so on. But I think that the most important one is to experience a new culture, new traditions.
Yes.
Maybe it is the most important experience for
yes.
them.
Well, they're very good, very well behaved. They're being very quiet in the background.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So the group alternate between Belarus and Ukraine each year, and this year it's been the turn of the children from the Ukraine. Aside from the after effects of Chernobyl, which is bad enough in itself, the region is very troubled at the moment. How has this affected Borodyanka, where the children come from?
I think that the worst thing is that we do not see radiation in the air nowhere. So, and I have to tell you that lots of people suffer from different diseases, especially cancer, because of radiation in our place. In this group, there are three children who lost their mothers, who died, and their death was caused, I think, by the, not I think, but the doctors say
yes,
it was caused by radiation.
Yeah, that's so awful. What do you remember about Saturday, the 26th of April, 1986, the day that literally changed life across a vast area of the Western USSR, when the Chernobyl disaster happened? What do you remember about that?
Frankly speaking, I remember a lot.
Yes.
Well, I was working at school and I was studying by correspondence, and it was Saturday, and in the evening when I came back from Kiev from my lectures, there were no buses at the bus stop.
Right.
No, and we had to walk long way home, and they everybody got the news that all the buses were in Chernobyl, and they tried to move the people who lived very close from the station away from it. Just maybe in 5 days, I worked at school, in that village, it was the village of Novohreble, and one boy is here from that village. The families hosted in that village, hosted families from near Chernobyl.
Right.
And we were going from house to house. We made a list of children to invite them to our school for they not to miss lessons. My husband lived in Chernobyl. He was evacuated too. During the first months after Chernobyl, he worked hard evacuating. There was a collective farm, and he helped to evacuate cattle and so on. So lots of memories.
Yes. I mean, were you aware of, I mean, did you hear the explosion? You were too far away to hear that,
no,
weren't you?
No, it was not me who heard, but my husband was a teacher too. And at that time, they were camping with children,
uh-huh.
and they saw the fire.
Okay.
They watched it, but they didn't know, because they were in the forest, in the wood, and there were no cell phones in that time.
No.
Yeah, they were enjoying watching it. They didn't know that it was very dangerous.
Yes.
And his partner passed away, the teacher who was with him, just in some 8 years after the explosion. He was very young, nearly 30. So I'm lucky that my husband is still alive.
Okay. Well, yes, terrible disaster. Well, I think we ought to cheer things up a little bit and bring the children into this in a moment. Now, we haven't really got anybody here who speaks particularly good English, have we? But they can say hello. And yeah. So maybe you could translate for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, children, what do you like most about being in England?
Що вам тут найбільше подобається в Англії?
warmth.
Everything.
What else? Istanbul should be bent beyond the eye.
Well, the visit to London, London Eye, Big Ben.
Okay, yeah, lovely. And how long have you been here now?
Nearly 3 weeks. Nearly 3 weeks.
Right. So you'll be going home in 1 week. Will you be looking forward to going back home?
Ви через тиждень повертаєтеся додому. Ви з нетерпінням цього очікуєте? Чи ви будете сумувати? Oh, they are hesitating because they do like staying here, but they miss their parents.
Oh, of course. Yes, they're totally in two directions. Yeah. So, do you like our food?
Вам їжа подобається?
Yes,
very much.
What do you like best?
А що ви найбільше любите?
Pizza.
Well, I got that.
Do you like pizza?
Pizza. Yay. Lovely.
Everything the families cook.
It's probably a bit of a difficult one to ask this, but how do the children spend their time back home in Borodyanka? What do they like to do in their own time at home? What things are available for them?
А що ви любите робити вдома, коли ви в Бородянці?
Гуляти в комп'ютер.
Football. Okay, they like playing football. Some of them do work out, if you know what is it. I don't know. Exercising.
Oh, right. Okay, in the gym, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. In the street workout.
Oh, okay.
There are not so many gyms in our country
to exercise
over there.
There you go. That's my naivety about the life that they live out there. Yeah, I mean, what sort of, are there sort of many facilities for the children to use? I mean, obviously there are schools, but outside of that, you know, are there things like play centres or places they can go to, you know, to socialize and to play and to do things?
Well, not so many.
No.
Not so many. Maybe if our town, if nearly 14,000 people live in our town, in Borodyanka, there is one park with one slide.
Okay, yeah,
and and there is two other places with like just for little children.
Right.
Not so many places to go. There are no cafes to visit for children. There are some restaurants, but they are not visited by children,
right,
just by some grown-up.
So I suppose, Gaynor as well, when you go, maybe do you take them to places like Lakeside and, you know, the cinema, things like that? What do you do when they're here?
We take them to London.
Right.
So they've obviously been.
Yeah.
They've been to Barleylands. They go to Riverside.
Right.
They go to Basildon Sporting Village.
Right.
They go to Monkey Puzzle. They're going to Adventure Island. They're going sailing.
Right.
The fire stations. The sea.
Fantastic.
Ladies of the Inner will take them out. And they're going, they will have been to three schools.
Fabulous, fabulous, yeah.
So they
yeah.
have a lot of activities.
And quite a contrast from what's available back home,
absolutely,
I guess.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And we're going to hear a song now, looking forward to this. What's the song, Svetlana, and can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Only a few words. This song is like a prayer for Ukraine, for our country. So,
okay, all together.
Сяє сонце золоте, і журавлі курличуть. В саду черешенька цвіте, вечерять мама кличе. Співає сонячні пісні уся моя родина, бо я вродилась на землі, що зветься Україна. Заквітучі гаї і калини цвіту, зістаньмо, браття мої, помолімось разом, друзі, хай молитви слова небо птахою полину, щоб завжди берегла матір Божа Україну. Любові сповнена земля, одна така на світі, тут кожен день зустрічаю я серця добром сповиті. Ми покладемо за мету від малої до загину любити землю цю святу, що зветься Україна. Заквітає квітучі гаї, і калини цвіту лузі, станьмо, браття мої, помолімось разом, друзі, хай молитви слова небо вахою полиноча завжди берегла. Матір Божа Україну!
And now our children will all together tell you how they like you and how they are thankful to everybody who made it possible for them to come here to England. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, just...
we'll start again.
А Джимми, Джимми, Яго, а Яго, Яго, упс. В траве сидела саранча и пела песни ча-ча-ча. Жу-жу-жу, а-ча, а-жу, а-I love you.
Oh, fantastic. Very good. No, it's a shame it's radio, because you should see the actions that go along with that. They're clapping hands and you know, doing all sorts here. Very, very good indeed. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Well, absolutely marvellous. Gain, I'd like to come back to you. As we said earlier, it's an absolutely fantastic project, and the children get great benefits from it. Costs a lot of money. How can people get in touch if they're interested in getting involved or donating money?
Yes, we're always looking for host families, and obviously money sounds rather hard, but
no,
money.
Well, that's what it comes down to. Yeah,
Matthew and Susan Craig Green are our co-chair people.
Right.
So Matthew's mobile number is 07428 796 373, and he said also you can contact him on email, which is matthewcg@gmail.com. So you can contact him on any of those.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'll put all the details of this up on the Phoenix FM website later. So if anybody missed any of that information and you want to get involved in what is a fantastic project, just check out our website later on. And what can I say? It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, everybody, for singing to us. And I really hope you enjoy the rest of your time here. Have a fantastic time. And thanks for coming in today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98 FM.